Are you on
Blog Talk Radio?
You're tuned into the Anointed Thought Show on Anointed Sounds Radio, the station that's bringing you the hits and much, much more. This is the girl, Elena Sanders.
And Lisa Williams.
And today we have a special show. You know, we always believe in promoting our artists out there, our Christian artists who are doing it for God, doing it for Jesus. Let me tell you, we have so many talented people that are out there, but we want to make sure that you, the listening artists, know what's going on. As you know, Anointed Sounds is broadcasting in 29 countries, 52 metro cities in the United States. So we know you're listening. We know you're tuning in. So we want to make sure that everybody know who these individuals are. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show today, Mr. Carnell Morrell. Are you there?
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm good. How you doing?
Blessed. We cannot complain. How's it going today?
Oh, it's wonderful. Wonderful. Beautiful day.
We've been hearing a lot about your music and your ministry. And just to give a little people a little insight, as they probably have read already because we did done some promotions before the show, you were nominated for Stellar. You were nominated for Soul Train Music Award. Just tell the audience who Carnell Morrell is.
Well, I tell you, let me just give you a little bit of who he is.
Okay.
There's a whole lot to him. Carnell Morrell is from Dallas, Texas, born and raised. I'm a little country boy. My dad is a pastor out of Dallas. And back in 1988, 89, there was a choir formed in Dallas called the DFW Mass Choir,
okay.
The Dallas-Fort Worth Mass Choir. And I was the MD, and Kirk Franklin was the director, the choir director. Pastor Milton Bigham, Reverend Milton Bigham, came to Dallas with Savoy Records, and we put a choir together, 400 voices, and it all started back then in 88, and that's, you know, for me as far as gospel music. And so we wrote for that choir. That choir was nominated for several awards. We did about 3 projects on that choir. One of the bigger songs that we did with that choir was a song called Another Chance,
okay,
and which was a huge hit for that choir. And then, you know, I moved from there and started working with Trinity Temple Full Gospel Choir out of Dallas, and we brought Kimberell in. She was about 18, and it was Kimberell's first start there in Dallas on a song called Wash Me with Trinity Temple, and then from that point, I started the Carnell Morrell movement, you know, with Carnell Morrell and Company, a choir that I formed out of Dallas, and we did about 3 recordings on Savoy, Malaco, and the first record we did, we were nominated for Soul Train and Stella. We've had the opportunity to be in the Steve Martin's movie, Leap of Faith, you know, Paramount Pictures, so we've done a whole lot. You know, I've written for probably over 60% of the artists in the industry, such as Men of Standard, Dorinda Clark Cole, Byron Cage, Ricky Dillard.
Wow.
You know, tons of people. And so I've just been blessed. And so I have a latest project out, a latest compilation piece that I've done with that. I've merged with Vicky Mack, Latiat, and Vicky came up with a concept to create and to focus on songwriters and producers, because a lot of times the songwriter and the producers don't get the recognition as the artists get. But they're really the guys that's behind the scene, kind of writing the hits,
right?
And giving the artist the songs to sing, you know. And so she focused on this. She put together a thing called the sing along series, you know, where it's featured the song "You Are God."
I heard that. Very nice song. Yeah.
Oh, thank you. And so we basically just she got this series going, and it's a huge. I believe it's a huge hit. You know, coming up with the concept of going to the smaller churches and a lot of the ministries that don't get a lot of the recording artists to come into their churches, you know, because a lot of the smaller ministries can't afford to get these guys.
Exactly. Right.
You know, to come out and go into their churches, you know, you got mid-sized churches with 200-300 members. They can't pay you $30,000 to come in and bring your whole production team in their church. But you can send one guy out there. you know, and say, hey, look, let's do a workshop with the community. Let's bring everybody together. And this is the concept that Vicky and I, you know, we come up with. It's like, hey, look, who's going to remember the mom-and-pop churches, you know, those out there? Mm-hmm. Because they support, too. They go to music stores, and they buy music, too.
And they buy CDs as well. Exactly.
They buy CDs.
Right.
They you know, they do all that work, but they can't afford to, you know, to pay a lot of time what these guys, you know, are charging to come to these cities. They can't afford to pay that kind of money. Mm-hmm. And so they're left out when you really look at it, when you stand back and really look at the equation. The smaller ministries mm-hmm. and those that are getting started are really left out, you know.
Right.
And it, I don't and so Vic and I were just saying, you know, it's not fair. How do we conquer that and make it work? And so she decided to come up with this sing-along series where we go into different churches. You know, some churches don't have musicians. They can afford to hire staff and play musicians, and pay musicians. So this is what we come up with, guys. Why don't we create a CD with 9 songs and put 9 tracks on there, which totals to 18 songs on a CD? So in other words, each song has an instrumental track to it.
Wow, that is awesome.
That is.
You see what I'm saying? So if
yes. If
you play You Are God and you want to sing that at your church next Sunday, you can take that track on that project as well.
Sing along.
Wow.
And sing along with it. Exactly.
Brilliant.
Without the lead vocal in there. And so, and then a lot of times musicians trip. They decide they don't want to play for you no more. You know, they want to go to a bigger ministry and do something different, because a lot of them are really, you know, they tempted at doing it anyway, because a lot of these guys have made music a job instead of really, you know, giving
right,
God glory
absolutely.
And allowing God to continue to bless and flourish their ministry. They want to make it a job. Now they won't go to church unless they
That's
get
right.
a check.
Wow.
You know,
awesome.
So we say, let's create a concept where the church won't struggle. And let's do songs. And let me tell you guys something else. These songs, and I want to say this openly, whatever track you hear that's on the CD with live strings and all that stuff that you're getting on that song, you're getting the same thing on that track. The only thing absent on that track is the lead vocal.
Wow.
So you're getting the
wow.
same quality of music. So you can play it in your churches with that same big production. So you're getting the same thing, and this is the concept that we come up with the sing along series. Is
so
that
when
let's
is the series
it,
actually
I'm
coming
sorry.
Out? When is the series actually going to be released? Has it
the,
been
the
released?
Actual series will be released. The first we got 2 parts of this series. The first part is called Sunday Afternoon.
Okay.
It'll be released in September. Okay. The second part would be released after the first of the year, which is called Sunday Afternoon. This is the other distance on the first CD. I believe we have about maybe 9 songs on this, and with the 9 instrumental tracks. And then the second one, the same thing with the instrumental tracks. So each one of the series will have the instrumental tracks along with the CD.
That is awesome. I'm going to tell you, as Minister Music as myself, when I go buy tracks to try to perform live, I'm paying probably the same amount for a CD just for 1 song. So
exactly.
You guys coming out with that concept, that is going to be not only a prosperous project, it's brilliant because, I mean, like you said about a lot of small ministries, it's very hard for them to have minister music that are well-known coming to their church. And I can tell you I've helped plan some of the events, and you tell them one time, we only have about 300 or 400 or 500 members, and they still say $6,000 for an hour.
Right.
And it doesn't
yeah.
matter. They don't care how many members you have. They will not show up. And I am just so excited to hear you say this about the ministry. And how do you feel when you have a minister of music or someone who's supposed to be a man or woman of God will do certain things of this nature?
That's where my problem come in at when it comes to, you know, I mean, it's different when you got secular cats and these guys don't know God and they're
okay,
out here
right.
and they're doing the R&B music and they're doing what they do. And we know they do this for the money. But when you
okay.
talk about God and you talk about you do this
ministry.
Because of your love of God and for ministry, mm-hmm. then you, and so you're telling me that you can't go into a church with 500 members. Let me tell you something. See, this is what I would have done. Had you told me, I got a church with 500 members. Let me tell y'all how we're going to make this work. Let's create a workshop, and let's, whether not just that church with the 500 members, but let's bring the community out.
Wow, yes. Yes.
And let's invite the community out to this event, and let's mm-hmm. say we get each person that we have to participate, you know, to participate in this workshop, we get each one of these people, just hypothetically say, let's each person that that register give $20. But those that want to come to the event, then you charge them $5.
Hmm.
You see what I'm saying? If you would make, see, God told me years ago, He said, less is better.
That's right.
We learn to just let God do what God designed, because it's not about the dollar. At the end of the day, you want people to come on that altar. You want people's lives to be saved, because many people can't afford to come and pay the kind of money that we want them to pay us, but they want to see you.
Right.
You know, and so I got a problem with cats that cannot die and allow God to live through them and say, okay, look, let's do it this way.
Say
because
that again.
When you can't die, then your flesh is operating.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, and so Vicky and I, when we came up with it, when the concept came up, I was like, man, you know, and people look at me and say, dude, you've written for, like, Dorinda Clark Coles, I'm quite sure you're playing her new, the new project. Song that she got out called Take It Back.
Take It Back, that's right. Yeah.
I got two songs on that CD. The second single that they're getting ready to drop on that CD is called Yesterday.
Okay.
That's the second song on that CD, and I got track 10 on that CD. And when you, like Dave Hollis's first single, What Do You Do, I did that song. You look at Byron Cage's Invitation to Worship, I got a song in there called Majesty. You know,
wow.
And as I've written, people say, well, you've done all this work, man. You know, why are you selling yourself cheap? I'm not. It's
wow,
called,
they say that?
Man, you'd be surprised at what God
said. That means
say.
They have no understanding. They have no understanding of God.
Exactly. You'd be surprised at what these guys say and how these guys, you know, where their focus is. And I say, you know what, to God be the glory. Because God
Amen.
Will take care when you do God's work. God will make sure He's obligated to take care of you.
Yeah,
that's right.
And so that's where I am. It's not about the dime. That's why I say, before we get off this phone, we're gonna set something up for me to come to Atlanta.
And we're gonna make this happen
to where we can get people delivered in Atlanta. And folk being delivered, you ain't always got to go lay hands on folk. You don't have to always slam
Amen.
Out of oil. You ain't always got to go there. You can just come there and create a positive environment.
Amen.
That's right.
And create a movement where people will want to be a part of that movement. And that's what
right.
you want. You want to create a movement. We're not trying to, because I'm tired of folk trying to take, a lot of times we bring folk to an altar and we make them, you know, come on, give it to him, girl. Come on, he's almost there.
Right.
He's almost there. You don't know if God is almost there. I mean,
that's
so
right.
what
that's
we
right.
do, you know, people, you know how people get in your ear and they be saying, come on, here you come, come on, tell them thank you, come on, yeah.
Yeah.
And a lot of times, you know, a lot of times we get in the way of
up.
God. Come on, all that.
Wow.
And you get in God's way, and God can't really move the way
Amen.
He want to move because
Amen.
You in the way.
Wow.
Right, it's a hindrance, right.
Exactly.
For those who are just tuning in, we are speaking to the wonderful, talented Carnell Morrell, who was just telling us about his project, which is a very awesome project. And we have one of your songs, and we're going to get to that in a minute, You Are God. You were just speaking about that earlier. Tell us
yes.
what was the inspiration from You Are God.
You Are God was a song that is very dear to me. I lost my mom December 3rd, 2006.
Okay.
I talked to my mom on a Friday. She went in for a day surgery. You know, what you females, a lot of times females go through having to go in and get cysts and stuff removed and that type of thing.
Okay, right.
And so she went in for a day surgery on a Friday. I talked to my mom, and she had just come out of surgery. And she said, well, baby, I'll talk to you Tuesday. They're going to let me come on home. And she said they had to keep me for a couple of days. I said, okay. And so I got off the phone with my mom. I got a phone call that Sunday. for my baby sister back home in Dallas that my mom passed away. And she died. My mother went to sleep. She went to sleep, and a blood clot from her leg went into her heart. And my mother went home. She went home to see God. I mean, in less than 2 days, I went home, and once we buried my mom, I went home and I came back home. I'm in Detroit. Came back home to Detroit. Got on my board and began to write, "You are God." I said, "You are God, so full of mercy. Yes, you are God, so full of grace.
Amen.
For you are God, the God that sustains me." And I just began to write that because I knew it wasn't nobody but God that could bring me through that moment, you
Amen.
Know, in my life.
Right, right.
And as I wrote that song, "You are God," God, I began to focus on not just my mom, but I began to really just focus on God and begin to focus on my existence, begin to focus on me having food to eat, begin to focus on my whole life. And without God sustaining us in our lives, we would be nothing. And
nothing.
I just and so that's where the song was derived from, me just really focusing on God. And Paul said, "For it is not I, but it's the Christ who lives in me."
Yeah. Amen.
And,
yeah.
And so I began to just focus on God. And as I began to focus on God, God just gave me that little simple melodic tone. And I wrote it, and I called Vicky and said, "Vicky, I got to send you." And, man, when I sent it to her, it just broke her, man. She was like, "Oh, Carnell, we got to record that. We got to get that out." And that's where "You Are God" was birthed from.
Wow.
Mm,
awesome. And on that,
beautiful.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, we have to listen to this song because Carnell explained it or provided us the information on how he actually came about writing this song. So I want everyone to be able to just meditate on God's word, and we're going to play "You Are God" by Carnell Morrell. Don't go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands right where you are?
Okay, Lisa.
Yes.
Begin to just thank him for who he is in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For you are God, so full of mercy. Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands right where you are? Begin to just thank him for who he is.
You're listening to Anointed Sounds, your number one Christian station, bringing you the hits and much, much more. We have well-known artists as well as independent artists from across the globe bringing you the glorification of God. There's no other place that you can receive that glorification but right here on Anointed Sounds. Also, check out our website at anointedsounds.com. That's anointedsounds, SOUNDZ.com. Also, respond to our blog with all the comments that we have for you. Your listening pleasure right here on Anointed Sounds, your Christian station.
Hallelujah. Why don't you lift your hands right where you are? Begin to just thank him for who he is in your life. Hallelujah. Thank you, God. For you are God, so full of mercy. Yes, you are God, so full of grace. For you are God, the God that sustains me. You are God alone. Oh, you are God, You are God alone. For you are God, so full of mercy. Yes, you are God.
Tell you, Carnell. You still with us, Carnell?
Yes.
You know what? The enemy is so busy. Because you were ministering on this phone and giving your testimony and how God has been to you and what you're trying to do for his people, he tried to shut down our equipment and wouldn't even let us play your song. And I told Lisa, I said, I'm laughing now because I'm laughing at him because there are some powerful people on this line that are wanting to save God's people, and he does not want this man's song to play. So we know this man has an anointing on his life.
Yeah. Wow. I was just telling Elena, man, after your intro of it and the background and the history, I was like so anxious, and it's like right as it started playing, quick, I said, What is going on here?
So that's how that when you know that when the enemy is on you that much, you know that the hand of God is on your life.
Yes, because he
is not going to stop messing with you when you have something going for yourself,
right,
or you have a destiny. He's peeked into your future. that's when you know you have something going on. That's the problem when he stopped messing with you. Now you need to check yourself when he stopped messing with you.
But, well, you know what? I look at that, but you know, I'm reminded of the word where he says, "For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but we wrestle against the principalities and powers
that's
of the
right.
air."
That's right, amen.
And the enemy, because the enemy really don't want, he don't want anything that God has anything to do with to really, you know, hit the airways, because, you know, once we cross,
that's right.
once you and I and people like us get out here in this atmosphere, he know it's over. He know his kingdom is coming down.
Yes.
You know, so
yes.
I just bless God and just give God glory. At least we did play it. We did play it, y'all.
Amen.
And I did catch it. It was beautiful. It was so anointed. And I wanted to ask you, do you do any missions, like, with homeless people or impoverished people? People who are not really flowing in society, like the normal person.
You mean like just the typical going up under the bridge type cat that's laying out there on the streets on the box?
Right.
Oh yeah, that's, I love it.
Because as the song was playing, I was just thinking. I mean, I made my own video in my head, and I was just seeing how the words of that song and just the anointing on it could bring people out of situations like that. Just knowing that God is God.
I would love to. You know, the CD that you guys have, did they send you a copy? Did they MP3 that to you guys?
We got an MP3, but we would love to have the CD.
you gotta get a copy of that CD. I'm gonna have Andrea to call you. And
Amen.
You gotta get a copy of that, because there's a DVD attached to that where you can see the DVD done live in LA. And
wow.
it's amazing. It hits actually not just in stores, but the actual DVD hits television. It goes on the Word Network. It comes on BET Gospel. It comes on the Gospel.
Oh, awesome.
The channel. So it's getting ready to hit television, you know. And so you'll be seeing the DVD. They got the interviews and all of it. It's absolutely phenomenal.
Wow,
okay. So you guys will have a chance to see that. But, man, I'm so excited about getting out in you guys' area. You guys are in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Come on. Yeah, we're welcome. Yeah.
Come on.
We definitely would love to have you in Atlanta, especially with the anointing that you have, the gift that God has given you. We would definitely love to have you in the ATL, as they say.
you just let me know what Anointed Sounds is doing out there, and we would definitely make it happen.
Wow.
You know?
Okay.
Amen. We definitely get you out here. I have a quick question. As far as we were talking about secular artists, and their ministries, and we have the new, as we say, the new way of doing church, holy hip hop and contemporary gospel. Now they don't even put gospel in front of it anymore. It's called inspirational music. What is your thoughts on that type of music?
You know what? I just feel, you know, let me just be real with you. There's some R&B music out here and stuff that we listen to. Those guys are not professing God, but when you really listen, a lot of those guys, when you like the young boy Chris Brown, it's his time. That boy in his own zone, he's anointed. I believe that when you stay in your lane and you do what God is calling you to do at a season and at a time, God will anoint you at that time. Because anointing don't necessarily have to come because you're born again. It could be on you even if you're not. That's why he said, "I reign on the just as well as the unjust."
Unjust,
you know.
Right.
And so a lot of times, you know, we think people got to be speaking in tongues to be effective.
Say that again.
We believe
a mouthful right there.
you know, a lot of times we think if they're not speaking in a tongue and they're not doing what we think, how we are used to hearing people give God glory, we don't think they're effective. But there are people that's effective that ain't never spoken a tongue, that don't even understand the spirit of God, don't even understand. But because they're in their zone and in their lane, it works for them. You know, when you look at Jamie Foxx, I mean, how long have Denzel and all them guys been out here? And when you look at Jamie Foxx doing Ray, that one movie he was called to do, he was anointed to do that movie, and look at what happened.
That's right.
It it opened up waves and doors. Look at Jennifer Hudson. They kicked her off. They got rid of her. They said she wasn't going to work, but God anointed her to do that movie.
Amen.
And look at what happened. You know, so you don't necessarily have to profess God to be blessed, you know. And I think that if people quit trying to quit trying to do things that they're not called to do. You know, anytime you don't want to put, you know, if you're going to go out there and do what you call inspirational music, then just say that's who you are. You know, don't come out on one hand and say you love God, and on the other hand you don't want to call his name. You know, that's when God get mad at you, is when you call yourself trying to, you know, be bigger than God. You ain't bigger than God. What you got to do is just stay in your element, stay in your lane. And so if you want to go out there and do, you know, do a hip hop Christian, then do hip hop Christian. Don't come out here and try to, try to get people to understand why you're doing it. If you're called to do it, I don't have to make you understand it.
Right.
That's right.
You know, if you're called to do something, I don't have to make you understand it, because the anointing from it is going to make you understand it.
Right.
You know, and so I don't knock guys for what they do, but I do knock them when they call themselves trying to be slick and come up with a concept. You know, like my mama used to tell me before she died, you know, ain't nothing new under the sun. You know,
when we
still listen to the Barcades and Cameo, and still listening to Earth, Wind & Fire and all them guys. They did music 30 years ago, but it's still hot today. So now all these young guys are using samples and doing all that stuff to make their music sound good, going back into the old school, getting the old school stuff.
That's
and the reason why they're getting that stuff was anointed. We didn't understand anointing back then, but it still had that oil on it.
That's
you know what I mean?
That's right.
So, you know, so to answer your question, you know, that's why, you know, with me, I just want to give people God. I ain't trying to put no titles on it. I'm not trying to say I'm this gospel singer, I'm an inspirational singer. I just want to just use my gift to be able to just be a blessing and just say, here, God, here you go. Here it is, God, here it is. You know, and so, but I'm with you on that, because we can confuse these kids a lot of times when you out here on one hand saying you love God, but you don't call his name in your songs.
Amen.
You know, and that don't make sense, because now that's a conflict of interest.
As far as independent artists, I know we have a lot of them that are tuning in, and with your anointing and with your ability to write music and producing as well, they would love to work with you or maybe get some insight. How could you assist them on their plight in the industry?
You know, what I would, let me just say, let me give you my MySpace information where they can go on and they can check my MySpace out. You guys could even, if you go on my MySpace, the DVD I was telling you guys about is on my page down on the left-hand side. And it's called, when you go on MySpace, put Carnell Morrell Music, C-A-R-N-E-L-L, M-U-R-R-E-L-L, Music. And when you click onto that, my page will come up, and you can go on and you can check the DVD out at the bottom. Whoever's listening, if they want to leave me a comment, you know, leave a comment, you know, leave information. And you know, I would love to check out stuff, because I'm very into helping promote and help other people, you know, trying to do what they do, because somebody helped me.
That's
right. And I would love to do it and wouldn't have a problem with doing it. But I'm also a fair guy and a straight-up guy, too, and I will tell people if I hear stuff that I feel like is not complete, it's not finished, well, you know, it's a cute song, but it's not telling me what it needs to say. You know, a song is not something because it's a beautiful melody. A song is a story.
That's right.
You have to create a story and create an understanding of what this song is. The song has to go somewhere. You know, not just stay stuck in one place. A song goes somewhere. And so, you know, again, that's when they go to my MySpace, Carnell Morrell Music, C-A-R-N-E-L-L, M-U-R-R-E-L-L, Music. And they can leave me a message, a comment, and let me know they enjoyed this interview. You guys can go on, check out the DVD on the bottom, and just let me know what you think.
All right. Now tell everyone, Carnell, once this CD drop, and also when it's going to drop, where they can purchase it. Whether it's online in the stores and so forth, and also give them your full contact. You said your MySpace. I don't know if there's any other contact to where somebody might want to bring you in their city or state to come and do your workshop.
Yeah, they can email me at carnell.morrell@yahoo. carnell.morrell@yahoo, C-A-R-N-E-L-L, .M-U-R-R-E-L-L, @yahoo.com. And they can email me there. And also, they can I believe you guys have the contact information as far as the management, RDK Management,
right.
Andrea.
Yes.
You can leave them that information, and they can call that information as well. I have a Detroit number. They can call area code 313-613-8868. 313-613-8868. And I also, let me get one more number. If they can't get that number, I have a 248-242-1713. 248-242-1713. So you got Andrea's number, you got the two numbers I just gave you there, and plus my email information. And they can just call me. The project drops in September. They can pick it up nationwide. It will be everywhere. And also, I'm almost for sure they can go online and purchase it. I would have to see. Hopefully by then we will have information out telling them where they can get it. But we're also performing at GMWA. The entire cast will be out.
Oh,
at the
we'll
Gospel
be there.
Support Shop.
All right.
Yeah. Well, we will be there in Nashville, Tennessee, along with Vicky and the whole cast. And we're doing a showcase. And so I would love for you guys to come out and be my guest. Please come out and be my special guest and come hang out with us out there. Yeah.
And let everyone know which day. Are you performing every day of GMA or is there a specific day?
The GMWA? GMWA,
yes.
I'm not for certain which day, but I'm quite sure they'll be able to go on and look up when they go on to look up GMW, they'll find out the Latiot Entertainment Group. They'll be able to look at. They may be able to go on to Lily Mac MySpace. Go to myspace.com. Lily Mac, I believe. LILLYMACK. That's the publishing company, and they'll be able to look it up. They'll know. You know. But man, I can't wait for us. We got to hook up and do something in the ATL. We got to do something out there.
Definitely.
Definitely.
We're going to have to talk on the side. We're definitely going to get some things, get you down here with that project, because that's very much needed, because you have so many churches in ATL, as you know. A lot of small, mid to mega churches here in the Atlanta metro area that would love to be a part of this project. And we're going to definitely get Carnell down for this workshop, because it's really needed. And just to give the listening audience this information again, there's two numbers you can contact Carnell at. That's area code 313-613-8868 and also area code 248-242-1713. You can also reach him via email, carnell.morrell@yahoo.com. Carnell, is there anything that you would like to say to the listening audience today before we
first? And remember, the MySpace they go on, just put Carnell Morrell Music.
Carnell Morrell.
But listen, yeah, I would love to just listen. I just really want to, first off, thank you guys. And
thank you.
I appreciate you guys for having me on, and I give God glory for using you to be sensitive and to have me to come online and to be a blessing to your show as well as you've been a blessing to me. And I just really appreciate you, because people don't have to play your music. And they don't have to pick up your CD and say they like it, you know. So I really honor God for you and allowing God to use you to play my music. Because without you guys, then I would just be another joke out here working on a secular job out here trying to eat and feed my family and do what I do. But I bless God for people like you guys, and I honor God. And I pray that whatever you've sown into me, that God will restore it unto you. Because he said, when you bless the prophet, you shall receive his reward. And so I just thank God for opening doors in you all's lives, even the doors you have not begun to see that he's opening for you right now. I want to say for those listening, those that are listening right now, to God be the glory in everything you do in your life and every place you go, even when you don't understand it, give him glory and honor God and thank him, even for the things that you can't see, even for the trouble that you may be in right now, even for the lack that you may have that you may not have in your home right now. Just give him glory. I don't care where you are in your life. When you learn to give God glory in the midst of everything that you're in, I tell you, God will move quicker than what you know, because it's not contingent on what you don't have. It's contingent on what you believe. And if you believe that God is able to do the exceeding, then begin to believe that he will do the exceeding. And don't focus on what you don't have. Just give him glory and honor him, even while you're frying that chicken in your house, even while you're rolling around in your car, even while you're in the backyard, while you're just sitting at the backyard at the table.
Yes.
Just lift your hands and give him glory. And just honor him and bless him and thank him. Amen.
Amen. Curse, amen.
God, oh, my God, I'm in tears over here.
Wow, oh, wow, amen.
Hallelujah.
That's what it's all about, the love of Jesus Christ, the person
and,
who died.
And it's about helping people understand that if, listen, God knows everything about you.
Amen.
He knows everything. God knew before you got in that situation it was coming. But how you get God, you don't affect God by what you're complaining about. How you affect God is when you can lift your hands up in the midst of it.
Praise Him.
Amen.
And give Him glory in the midst of it. And that's when God,
yes.
when you do that, then the word that He speaks, He said that I'm able to do the exceeding and abundantly above all you can ask or think. According to the power that worketh in you. So he's telling
Amen.
You right there, you got power in you to call the thing out.
Yes.
Hallelujah. So, God, we honor you and we bless your name. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus.
God. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Wow.
Thank you all so much
for
having me.
I just want to open the doors of the church.
I know. Oh, God.
Again, Carnell, we thank you so much for coming on Anointed Sounds Radio, the Anointed Thought Show. Lisa, is there something you'd like to say?
Oh, my God.
Wow.
I'm full.
Amen.
I feel the anointing all over me. My God, thank you. Thank you.
Yes.
Amen.
Thank you.
Make sure, everyone, you tune in 24 hours a day. Also, tune in on Monday, same time, 6 p.m. We have Mr. Javin Campbell coming on to tell us about his ministry as well. And he's also a part of your organization as well. Is
yes,
that right,
is.
Cornell?
Yes.
Yeah, so
yes,
make sure you tune in on Monday, Javin Campbell, and that following Thursday, the Lily Mac Singers will be on, the publishing company, as well as the singers that are also singing on your song as well. Is that am I correct?
Yes.
Right. So make sure you stay tuned in the whole month of July because we have a special treat for you. And hopefully, Carnell, you can come back on with them because we would love to have you come back. I mean, wow, it's been a blessing. It's been an awesome blessing. So, again, ladies and gentlemen, make sure you tune in to us the whole month of July. Stay tuned to the hits and much, much more right here on your radio station. I'm Elena Sanders.
And I'm Lisa Williams.
On Anointed Sounds Radio, bringing the hits and much, much more. Thank you and God bless.
You're just a little